35 U.S.C. 102. For anticipation under 35 U.S.C. 102, the reference must teach every aspect of the claimed invention, either explicitly or impliedly. 102A. Prior art under U.S.C. 102A includes 1. A patent for the same subject matter obtained anywhere in the world. 2. Public knowledge of the U.S. only. 3. Publication anywhere in the world, or 4. Use by others in the U.S. only, which means the knowledge must be used in this country. Prior knowledge that is not present in the U.S., even if common in a foreign country, cannot be the basis of a rejection under U.S.C. 102A. By others refers to any entity different from the inventive entity, even if it only differs by one person. 102B. If there is a patent or publication for the same subject matter anywhere that was printed or issued more than 1 year prior to the application, or public knowledge or uses in the U.S. more than 1 year prior to the application, there will be a rejection under 35 U.S.C. 102B. What creates a statutory bar? If the inventor discloses his or her own work more than 1 year before the filing of the patent application, the inventor is barred from obtaining a patent on that work. The 1 year time bar is measured from the U.S. filing date. Experimental use does not bar a patent. However, it must be the primary purpose, and any commercial exploitation that results from it must be incidental. 102C. Abandoned inventions will be rejected under 35 U.S.C. 102C. If an invention is abandoned, it cannot be patented later. For example, if 10 years pass without the filing of a patent, the invention may be considered abandoned. A delay in making the first application is not sufficient to determine abandonment. 102D. A person shall be entitled to a patent unless the invention was first patented or was the subject of an invention certified by the applicant or his legal representatives or assigns more than 12 months before the filing of the application in the U.S. For a foreign patent to qualify as a reference, it must, 1. It need not be published, but the patent rights granted must be enforceable. 2. It must be filed more than 12 months before the effective filing date of the U.S. application. 3. It must be filed by the same applicant as the U.S. application, his or her legal representatives, or assigns. 4. It must have actually issued as a patent or inventor's certificate before the filing of an application in the U.S. And 5. It must involve the same invention. Now, there are 4 conditions that must be present in order to bar the granting of a patent under U.S. 35 U.S.C. 102D. 1. More than 12 months filing of a foreign application. 2. The foreign application must have been filed by the same applicant as in the U.S. or by his or her legal representatives or assigns. 3. The foreign patent or inventor's certification must actually be granted before the U.S. filing date. And 4. The same invention must be involved. 102E. A rejection under 35 U.S.C. 102E will be made where the patent was filed by another with an earlier filing date. Publications of international applications filed before November 29, 2000 do not have a 35 U.S.C. 102E date at all. In order for a reference to qualify as a reference under 35 U.S.C. 102E, it must be a 1. U.S. patent, or 2. U.S. application publication. For WIPO publication of an international application, the international application under 35 U.S.C. 102E must meet the following conditions. 1. It must have an international filing date on or after November 29, 2000. 2. It must designate the U.S. And 3. It must be published under PCT Article 21.2 in English. And 4. There must be a showing that the disclosure relied on is the applicant's own work. The applicant need not prove diligence or reduction to practice to establish that he or she invented the subject matter. And finally, 5, a sharing of conception by applicant before the filing date of reference. 102F. If the subject matter was invented by someone else and not the inventors listed on the application, there will be a rejection under 35102F. The inventors listed must be exactly those that invented the actual work. For example, if A, B, and C invented something, and only A and B are listed on the application is invalid since C should also be listed. A person will receive a patent unless he himself did not invent the subject matter sought to be patented. The mere fact that a claim recites the use of various compositions, each of which can be assumed to be old, does not prove a proper basis, not provide a proper basis for 35 U.S.C. 102F rejection. There is no requirement that an inventor be the one to reduce the invention to practice so long as the reduction to practice was done on his or her behalf. 102G. 102G1 deals with the conflicts with priority of the invention that are discovered during the course of an interference. Someone else invented the same thing at almost the same time and did not abandon, suppress, or conceal it. 102G2 deals with the issue of an invention that was made in this country by another inventor who had not abandoned, suppressed, or concealed it. The U.S. has a first-to-invent rather than a first-to-file system. 1. An interference is held to try to determine which party was the first to invent the invention, and 2. The first to conceive the invention and constructively reduce it to practice will be the sole party to obtain a patent. Subject matter in a 35 U.S.C. 102G is available only if the invention was made in this country. If the invention is reduced to practice in a foreign country, but knowledge of the invention was brought into this country and disclosed to others, the inventor can derive no benefit from the work done abroad. Such knowledge is merely evidence of the conception of the invention. The applicant can establish a date of invention in a NAFTA member country or a WTO member country. The difference between constructive and actual reduction to practice is that, 1, constructive reduction of practice is the date of the filing at the PTO. 2, actual reduction to practice is the date the invention was sufficiently tested to its intended proven purpose. Diligence. Reasonable diligence must only be shown between the date of the actual reduction to practice and the public disclosure to avoid the inference of an abandonment.